Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into A Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups. Good to have you with us. My name is Kevin Casey, and I am your anchor for the program this week. I'm actually your guest anchor, Michael Harrison, on the road. We will catch up with him, though, a little later during this program and to hear from Michael Harrison. But in the meantime, you have me, but you have much more than that. You have Carol Marks. Carol is the founder of our program. She is a champion in the battle against ageism and an expert on upper demographic issues. So on the program this hour, Carol is going to speak with Dr. John Tickell. We have a great two-part interview. Dr. Tickell has spent the last 25 years researching the health, well-being, and longevity patterns of people around the world. And he travels the globe speaking about longevity and life skills. So we're going to talk about his new book. He's got one called Love, Laugh, and Eat, and Other Secrets of Longevity from the Healthiest People on Earth, published by Harper One. And we're going to do that in just a second. Plus, if you have questions about Medicare and health care and you are a senior citizen or a baby boomer, this show is for you. Later in this program, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, an attorney and an expert on senior issues and on Medicare, health insurance, etc. He's going to be with us for much of the last part of this show, so don't go away. It's going to be a very informative show. Let's check in now, Carol Marks, with Dr. John Tickell on A Touch of Grey.
So, Dr. John Tickell, the warmest of welcomes to A Touch of Grey.
Thank you so much, Carol. Yeah, every time I come to America, I love Americans, but I'm very concerned about what's happening because 90% of us I'm about to turn 70, and 90% of us in our age group are going to end up in the next few years with what we call CHAD, which is either cancer or heart disease or Alzheimer's or diabetes. That is the way we're headed. Isn't that unfortunate?
It's terrible. And you fortunately have spent 25 years traveling around the world to uncover the longest living people on the planet. And who did they turn out to be, and has there been a study about them?
Yes, it's interesting, all these sort of newest pop, what we call pop studies, you know, and all these fantastic new useless diets that will last 3 months, and they do them on 17 mice. This, the Okinawan centenarian study was done on 600 100-year-olds and many, many thousands of young people in their 80s and 90s, and followed them for 25 years. So I think the research has established that the eating and living patterns of the longest living people in the world are totally different to what we do. But Carol, the three groups,
yeah.
I've been my wife has five children, and I'm pretty sure they're all mine, and two of them are medical doctors, and so we've visited in total 103 countries on this planet. Do you know how many countries there are in the world?
No, I don't. Tell me.
It's about 228 at the moment. So we've been to half the countries on the planet studying the living and eating habits of the long livers. And the three groups that hit the top of the pops, the gold medal, silver and bronze, are the Okinawans, people who live in the islands off the southern end of Japan, and the Sardinians, who live in an island in the Mediterranean, and then the Seventh-day Adventists in Loma Linda, California. The disappointing thing about them, I think, from our perspective, is the Seventh-day Adventists in California are total vegans. They eat nothing but sort of raw or lightly cooked vegetables, which could be a bit boring for us.
Now, when you've investigated these various people in different countries, what's their rate of cancer and diabetes and heart attacks and dementia compared to our rates?
Okay, well, the Okinawan studies, which are very fulfilling, shows that and American doctors have now been in Okinawa since 1945, when the Americans built a naval base there on the big island of Okinawa during the Second World War. And the research from then, at 70 years now, shows that 6 in 100,000 Okinawan women, 6 in 100,000 die from breast cancer. And in America, it's 1 in 9 women get breast cancer. That's 11,000, not 6, 11,000 in 100,000 develop breast cancer, and a third to half of our women with breast cancer succumb within 5 years. So the difference is just huge, isn't it?
It's huge, and what a horrible difference. And I wanted to ask you to tell us a little bit about how the Okinawan way of life actually helped save your life, because that's such an inspiring story.
I was diagnosed 3.5 years ago with brain cancer. I had five cancers in my brain caused mainly, I believe, by stress, which is one of the things in our Western world people just can't cope. And they told me that it was inoperable because if they had done surgery, I would have lost my eyesight and my right side in my body. So I went through this regime of triple chemotherapy in really high doses, which they assured my wife would make my hair fall out. And she said, you can't kill barbed wire. So that didn't happen. And interesting that they told me that the strength of the chemo, if I was an overweight diabetic, would probably kill me. But I was healthy enough, having been on the Okinawan program, healthy enough to survive the chemo. So I'm still here 4 years later.
Wonderful. And now let's talk about the program that you've come up with. It's called ACE. And
yes,
let's talk about the A first, which is activity.
Well, Carol, the human body anatomically is built in three pieces, and most, I note that from the research, American diets have a 95% failure rate because diets aren't assessed over 3 months like most people assess them. They're assessed over 3 years. And there are not too many people on these peculiar high-protein diets, which, by the way, tell you to do exactly the opposite of the World Cancer Research Fund. Not too many people have kept the weight off for 3 years. So in terms of activity, below your neck, you were born with 600 muscles and 180 joints. Our peak physical potential age is mid-30s, but we now peak in our mid-teens for two reasons. We sit in front of computers from the age of three. I've got 8 grandkids under 5, and they just look at iPads all day. And then we get a job where we sit, 90% of us sit in front of a computer at a desk, and we don't do anything. And people have two scary words called diet and exercise. Diet means don't eat that, and the eye is idiot, and exercise is, you know, the stuff they do on The Biggest Loser, which is a reality show which is not real, and do crazy amounts of exercise which is totally unsustainable. So the A in my program is activity. It's not exercise, it's activity. The C is coping. The piece of your body from the nose up to the top of your head, you know, thinking and stress management. And then the little bit in the middle of your body, which is called your mouth, that gets us into the most trouble because we eat too much and talk too much. Now, the best in the game of cards, the best cards are the aces, and in the game of life, once again, the ACE skills, activity, coping and eating, and it's the magic in the combination because most diets tell you what to put in your face, you know, grass and carrots and lettuce leaves, and most exercise programs tell you to climb mountains and run marathons, and the coping programs is, you know, burn incense and myrrh and all
so
that sort of stuff.
Not
and
realistic.
I think it's a bit more practical than that, Carol.
I couldn't agree more. And I wanted to get back a little bit to the coping skills because that's, you know, getting through life's hassles. We all have them. And I knew about A and B personalities, but I never knew there were type C personalities. So what characteristics do they have and why do you worry about them? Maybe I'm a type C. Who knows?
Yeah, that's another great point you bring up because A people are people who are busy. They tap pen on the table and their knee jiggles and their foot bounces up and down and they hate red traffic lights. They take the side streets at the same time. At least I would think so. You are involved. And type A males, they always push the flush button in the bathroom before they finish peeing. And everything's in a hurry, right? Now, those people are more prone to heart attacks. And yesterday in America, 4,000 Americans had a heart attack. 4,000, and a third of them are dead. Another third are very scared. And today there's going to be another 4,000. And it's interesting that the A types are go, 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 but run high risk for heart attack. The B types get far less disease. Numbers success in the Western way of success, which is adding up numbers and counting dollars. The Western society success is all based around numbers. Oh, you know, he's done really well. Oh, has he? His third wife just left him and his kids hate his guts. Oh, no, but he made $7 million last year. So B types aren't very good at making money, but they live a long time. And then C types, the ones you mentioned, they're introspective people who tend to turn everything inwards. So all their pressures and fears and jealousies and problems, they internalize things and they stew on them and they can't get rid of them out of their brains. And those people have a higher risk for the internal diseases like the autoimmune diseases like the rheumatoid arthritis and scleroderma and higher risk of cancers.
That's Dr. John Tickell speaking with Carol Marks here on A Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups. We'll be back with Dr. Tickell in just a moment. If you are not aware, if you just missed it, there is a special PBS program airing right now, and part of that deals with the importance of exercise. And when we get into our second segment with Carol Marks and Dr. John Tickell, we'll talk about that. If you wanted to catch the name of his book one more time, it's Love, Laugh, and Eat and Other Secrets of Longevity from the Healthiest People on Earth, published by Harper One, and the author is our guest, Dr. John Tickell. I'm Kevin Casey, your guest anchor on our program this week. Stay tuned, much more of A Touch of Grey when we return.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Want to stay informed when there are changes to Social Security? Subscribe to receive automatic email updates on popular Social Security webpages with the click of a button. Just visit www.socialsecurity.gov/govdelivery. More than 1 million people already receive updates to the pages they're most interested in. You can too. Look for the red envelope followed by a link that says Get Email Updates. To learn more, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/govdelivery. Social Security delivers.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you're the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver. If you're like me, your dog or cat is part of the family, and they rely on you to take care of them. Like a family doctor, your veterinarian and staff know what's best for that special family member. So visit your vet regularly for checkups, for prevention of disease like heartworm, and for the best advice on everyday issues like flea and tick control. Your veterinarian knows best, so take the time to ask questions. For healthy pets, visit the vet.
A message from the American Animal Hospital Association.
You're age 65 and you've made your decision to keep working and delay receiving your benefits. That's fine, but don't forget about Medicare. Most people should apply for Medicare coverage within 4 months of reaching age 65. And there's a fast, convenient, and simple way to apply for Medicare in as little as 10 minutes. Online at www.socialsecurity.gov/Medicare only. That's socialsecurity.gov/Medicare only.
Welcome back into A Touch of Grey. This is the talk show for grown-ups. I'm your guest anchor on our program this week. My name is Kevin Casey. It's a pleasure to be here. Sitting in for Michael Harrison, who's usually in this chair. We will touch base with Michael in just a little bit during this hour of our program. But we're in the middle of a conversation that our founder, Carol Marks, had with Dr. John Tickell. He's the author of the book Love, Laugh, and Eat and Other Secrets of Longevity from the Healthiest People on Earth, published by Harper One. Get back to that in just a moment. In the first segment, we talked a bit about the travels that he he's taken around the world, speaking to and finding people who've lived long lives and trying to discern based upon their life habits, the patterns of their existence, what may be contributing to their longevity. Life skills are a huge part of it, and that's a part of the gist of Dr. Tickell's book, so, and his philosophy. Now, if you are interested, he has a PBS special that's airing currently, right now. Check your local listings, and you can find that show, or do what everyone else does, I guess, is find it, DVR it, and watch it at your leisure. But we're going to get back into the interview right now. Carol Marks and part two of her conversation with Dr. John Tickell.
And when it gets back to exercising, you call it activity, which is probably a better word for it. But, you know, I had known about, you know, walking and jogging, but you mentioned something that was very important. And I never really have heard about a lot of emphasis on climbing stairs. So what are its advantages, and how many should you start climbing, and how many should you work your way up to?
Well, stair climbing is part of life. I speak at a lot of conventions, and the convention level is usually in a hotel on level one or two, but I never see anyone taking the stairs. There's 400 people trying to get in three elevators. And so we don't do things we used to do. Like when we go to the supermarket, we want to get a car park right at the entrance because we think it's abnormal to walk for 100 yards or 200 yards and push the trolley, which in my mind is what you need to do as incidental activity. And stair climbing, I start people suggesting that they climb 5 stairs and then tomorrow try 10. And people say to me, but I've got arthritis. I say, well, hang on to the rail and climb one stair. When people say I can't climb stairs, I'll just say, well, just climb one today and two tomorrow, and you'll get to a stage where you'll be climbing 10 stairs 20 times a day, which is 200 stairs. And it doesn't happen tomorrow. It happens over a period of time. The other thing, Carol, that people always say to me is I'm too busy to exercise. So, Carol, could I ask how long you like to sleep at night? What would you sleep, about 7, do you think?
About 7 for me.
That means you're awake for 17 hours, right? That's the math. So
yep.
Sleep 7, awake 17. So in a day, you're awake for 34 half hours. And in a week, you're awake for 238 half hours. And people look at me and say they can't find 5 of those 238 half hours in a week to take themselves for a walk. And I just look straight back at them and say, I'm not sure of your logic. Do you have any respect for yourself or your partner or your family? Because you are, I'm not sure whether you realize this, but you are the number one role model in life for your children and your grandchildren. So if you sit on the sofa eating chocolate biscuits and drinking wine all night watching television, your children think that's normal. But if you went for a walk around the block with your partner after your heavy meal, they think that's normal. So role modelling is, you know, young smokers, 90% of them grow up in smoking households. So it's fascinating the way our children have an 85% chance of ending up like you or your partner. That's a fact.
So you really, it's so important to be a good role model. And can you finally tell us a little bit about your national PBS special that's going to be airing? And do you have a website where our listeners can get more information about something we really all want to do, living longer and healthier?
When you say living longer, everyone is intent on life expectancy. So we live until, I think, men now in America about 79 and a half and the women 82 and a half. But I've changed the phrase life expectancy to health expectancy because most of us who live past 80 and 85 end up in a rest home or a retirement village, and in the rest home you rest. So you sit there and do nothing and watch television and read books and then at night complain to the doctor that you can't sleep because you've been dozing all day. So I think people who lose ambition in life, I mean, we retire. It's a Western invention. You're tired. Why would you want to get retired?
I like that a lot.
We spend the last few years of our life in hospital beds and rest homes. So I think it's health expectancy that we're after, not life expectancy. How long do you expect to be healthy? And 80% of the things in your life, you control them. 80% you control. So It's decision time, Carol. I can't remember the question you asked me. What was the question?
Well, one of the questions, I was asking you also two things. I wanted to know a little bit about your PBS special and your website.
Yeah. Right. The PBS special, I've now visited in the last week seven different stations, one in Atlanta and one in Valley Durham and last night in San Francisco and various other places, Twin Cities, and then I'm going to Miami and Burlington up in Maryland, Baltimore, New York. So I think your local PBS station in the local papers and would have a programming thing there.
Absolutely.
So they'll be showing that on and off over the next few months, I believe. And then my personal website is simply www.drjohntickell, which is DR for doctor. So all one word, it's drjohntickell.com. drjohntickell.com.
That's Dr. John Tickell speaking with Carol Marks, the host and founder of our program, A Touch of Gray. If you want a little more information, Dr. Tickell has a website. It's drjohntickell.com, and it's dr.johntickell.com. The dot in there after the doctor, just like you would normally have. So coming up on the next half hour of our program, if you are interested in learning more about choosing Medicare, not Medicare, but choosing health care plans, and you have questions about Medicare, we've got a lot for you in this half hour. Stephen J.J. Wiseman will talk with the United Healthcare Regional VP and Chief Education Officer, Chris Abbott, about how baby boomers, Medicare beneficiaries, their families can make informed decisions about health care coverage, especially coming up with the Affordable Care Act kicking in and all that sort of stuff. Plus, Stephen Wiseman will talk a little bit further about Medicare and insurance plans. So he makes it very easy to understand. Promise it won't be boring. It'll make a ton of sense. So Stephen J.J. Wiseman will have that in the later part of this program. And we will be back after these words. You're plugged into A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living, altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Want to stay informed when there are changes to Social Security? Subscribe to receive automatic email updates on popular Social Security web pages with the click of a button. Just visit www.socialsecurity.gov/govdelivery. More than 1 million people already receive updates to the pages they're most interested in. You can too. Look for the red envelope followed by a link that says Get Email Updates. To learn more, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/govdelivery. Social Security delivers.
This is a Driving Today Minute. Even though high gasoline prices have moderated somewhat, they're still quite high. It just makes good sense to do what you can do to reduce your fuel costs. The Alliance to Save Energy suggests a few easy things you can do.
Keep your car properly tuned up and change the air filter regularly, both to save gas and protect your engine. Curtail aggressive driving. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, speeding, rapid acceleration, and hard braking waste gas and curb mileage by as much as 33% at highway speeds.
So nix the jackrabbit starts and opt instead for slow acceleration from a dead stop. Slow down. The DOE says each mile per hour you drive over 60 is like paying an extra 10 cents per gallon. Inflate tires to the proper pressure. This will increase fuel economy and make tires safer and extend their life.
This Driving Today Minute is brought to you by Bridgestone Firestone Tires. You can get more information like this at drivingtoday.com or by visiting our partners such as autobytel.com, motorsportsforum.com, and more.
You're listening to A Touch of Gray. Check out our website at atouchofgray.com. We spell gray with an E. That's atouchofgray.com. We spell gray with an E.
Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver. If you're like me, your dog or cat is part of the family, and they rely on you to take care of them. Like a family doctor, your veterinarian and staff know what's best for that special family member. So visit your vet regularly for checkups, for prevention of disease like heartworm, and for the best advice on everyday issues like flea and tick control. Your veterinarian knows best, so take the time to ask questions. For healthy pets, visit the vet.
A message from the American Animal Hospital Association.
You're age 65 and you've made your decision to keep working and delay receiving your benefits. That's fine, but don't forget about Medicare. Most people should apply for Medicare coverage within 4 months of reaching age 65. And there's a fast, convenient, and simple way to apply for Medicare in as little as 10 minutes. Online at www.socialsecurity.gov/Medicare only. That's socialsecurity.gov/Medicare only.
Engine.
Check.
Thrusters.
Check.
Fuel.
Check.
Computers.
Check.
Social Security.
No check, go direct.
That's right, Patty. A few weeks ago, I went online to godirect.org to sign up for direct deposit. It's easy to do. And I got my cash at warp speed.
Wow, it's fast and easy. I'll sign up right now to make sure I'm prepared for our next mission.
Carol Marks is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism in our society. Her fabulous new book, Modern Aging, A Guide for Seasoned Citizens to Achieve Health, Happiness, and Purpose, published by Talkers Books, is a major breakthrough in providing a maturing population with vital information and inspiration to live better and more productive lives. Carol Marks offers practical strategies for juggling work, romance, and navigating the healthcare system. She is a guide through the maze of grandparenting, technology, travel, and retirement, as well as facing the sandwich generation struggle of supporting adult children and elderly parents. Modern Aging by Carol Marks is available now at www.talkersbooks.com. That's www.talkersbooks.com.
If you plan to apply for Social Security disability benefits, there are things you can do to help speed up the usual 3 to 5 month wait for a decision. The more information you provide up front, the less time it'll take us to obtain the needed evidence, and the faster the decision can be made. Information like medical records or documentation, the names, addresses, and phone numbers of your doctors and medical facilities, information on your past employment, and more. To be prepared, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/disability and select Disability Starter Kits.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. My name is Kevin Casey, and I'm your guest anchor on the program this week. And in a little bit of a turnabout, we're going to have Michael Harrison, usually your anchor, join us for this segment of our program in our day jobs. As you are aware, Michael Harrison is the publisher of Talkers Magazine. I am the executive editor, and Michael's here with us. Michael, you and I spent a good portion of last week in Orlando, Florida at the National Association of Broadcasters convention called the Radio Show, a big event in the broadcasting industry, not to mention just talk, and you gave an amazing speech to a packed room down there in Orlando.
Yeah, it was very, very satisfying. It was very cathartic. Every year I give a speech as the publisher of Talkers Magazine to this group. There were about 2,500 people from the industry there, and a good number of them in the room with us. And I talked about the 10 things that AM and FM radio need to do here in the 21st century digital age in order to remain, you know, alive and pertinent through these changing times. Radio, as we know, is sort of a 20th century culture and a 20th century medium. And here we are almost a decade and a half into the new century, and things are changing rapidly.
and the internet is really causing a lot of headaches for 20th century based media such as newspapers, magazines, television, and radio. So if people are interested in really seeing behind the scenes in our industry, they should go to talkers.com. It's www.talkers.com, the website that Talkers Magazine is located at, Talkers being a trade publication for people inside the business. And on the box on the upper right hand of every page is a box that says Talkers TV. But get to see me in my day job talking to the industry about what it needs to do to be culturally viable, to be pertinent, to remain alive, to thrive, to certainly survive in this new century. And it's some good inside chop, inside school, inside talk about our business for people who listen to talk radio and may want to know more about it.
Yeah, and I think, Michael, since I was obviously there, I think that this is a speech that you gave that will make sense to people who don't work in the industry as well, too. A lot of times people fear that sort of stuff. They feel like it's too inside the business. But I think what you said there is easily understandable by listeners to radio.
Oh, not only do I think it's understandable, I think it's very understandable. I think that sometimes listeners know more about radio than the people running radio today. I like it. Do you ever go to a restaurant and you know the menu better than the waiter or the waitress? And they say, well, what is that you wanted to know? I always get this. Believe me, they have it in the kitchen. Yeah. And it's a new waiter or a new waitress and they don't know. And using the restaurant analogy further, it would be like watching somebody talking to restaurant owners and saying, hey, serve good food. Make sure the place is clean. Make sure the prices are right. Make sure that you have everything on the menu that you say you do. Make sure that you treat the people nicely.
Right, right.
Make sure the air conditioner isn't too loud. You know, that kind of thing. It's basic stuff. People will get a kick out of it at talkers.com.
All right. Well, that'll be at talkers.com, www.talkers.com, and that is on that web page. You just click on the Talkers TV box, and you can see what Michael Harrison told the National Association of Broadcasters at the big convention held in Orlando a little more than a week and a half ago. Michael Harrison, thank you for joining us for this segment of our program. My name is Kevin Casey. We have more coming up. Stephen J.J. Wiseman's going to speak with Chris Abbott about healthcare, choosing for baby boomers, folks getting ready for Medicare, and their families as well. All that coming up in the next segment. We'll have Stephen speaking with Chris Abbott from United Healthcare on A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups.
You're age 65 and you've made your decision to keep working and delay receiving your benefits. That's fine, but don't forget about Medicare. Most people should apply for Medicare coverage within 4 months of reaching age 65. And there's a fast, convenient, and simple way to apply for Medicare in as little as 10 minutes. Online at www.socialsecurity.gov/Medicare-only. That's socialsecurity.gov/Medicare-only.
Carol Marks is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism in our society. Her fabulous new book, Modern Aging, A Guide for Seasoned Citizens to Achieve Health, Happiness, and Purpose, published by Talkers Books, is a major breakthrough in providing a maturing population with vital information and inspiration to live better and more productive lives. Carol Marks offers practical strategies for juggling work, romance, and navigating the healthcare system. She is a guide through the maze of grandparenting, technology, travel, and retirement, as well as facing the sandwich generation struggle of supporting adult children and elderly parents. Modern Aging by Carol Marks is available now at www.talkersbooks.com. That's www.talkersbooks.com.
She's conquered some of the most challenging ski courses anywhere, but with only one leg, the odds were against her even walking.
The growth was stunted in my right leg when I was born, and the doctors told my mother we needed to amputate when I was 5 years old.
Bonnie was helped at a Shriners Hospital, one of a network of 22 hospitals helping kids throughout North America. Shriners Hospitals provide world-class orthopedic and burn medical care, and they offer that care totally free of charge.
The care and treatment the Shriners gave me was a gift. It wasn't just about learning to walk. They helped me to believe in myself.
There's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area realize their dreams.
If I went back to the Shriners Hospital and talked to the nurses and doctors, I would say thank you. Thank you for making my dreams come true.
If you know a child they could help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
Engine.
Check.
Thrusters.
Check.
Fuel.
Check.
Computers.
Check.
Social Security.
No check, go direct.
That's right, Patty. A few weeks ago, I went online to GoDirect.org to sign up for direct deposit. It's easy to do. And I got my cash at warp speed.
Wow, it's fast and easy. I'll sign up right now to make sure I'm prepared for our next mission.
You're listening to A Touch of Gray. It's the talk show for grown-ups. My name's Kevin Casey, and I am your guest anchor for this week's program, sitting in for Michael Harrison. Joining us now is Touch of Gray cast member Stephen J.J. Wiseman. He is an attorney, an expert on elder law, and more, and he had a recent conversation with Chris Abbott. He is the regional VP, Chief Education Officer at United Healthcare. They're going to talk about how baby boomers, Medicare beneficiaries, their families, caregivers can make informed decisions about their health care coverage, especially important in these times with the Affordable Care Act about to become law, at least in certain aspects of it. So let's check in now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, listening in on his conversation with Chris Abbott.
You know, it's interesting. As we come to the launch of the insurance exchanges, which are part of the Affordable Care Act, people are focusing attention there, but for Medicare recipients, that really is not a factor because that's not going to affect their coverage, is it?
You're absolutely correct, Steve. In fact, one of the things we've noted over the last few weeks is a huge number of people who are on Medicare are very concerned that they have to take action regarding the exchanges. And the answer is they don't, because they have Medicare coverage. They're technically ineligible to participate in the exchanges.
Now, who is eligible for Medicare?
Well, that one's really easy. Most people become eligible for Medicare by virtue just of turning 65. You do have to be a citizen or a green card holder who lived here for at least 5 years. And that's really the two primary characteristics. Some people get Medicare coverage before that because of disability or certain disease states. But turning 65 is kind of the magic path into Medicare.
What if they haven't been participating in the Social Security system? Does that mean they would have to buy into Medicare, or how does that affect?
Well, thankfully, very few people actually are negatively impacted in that way, Steve. Most people earn Medicare automatically. Part A in particular is if you've worked at least 40 quarters, which is 10 years, or you've been married to someone who has, you get your Medicare Part A without any premium, happens pretty much automatically. Part B then, most people do have to pay a premium for that. So the impact is around Part A.
Now, I mentioned Social Security also because some people take Social Security early, some at full retirement, and some later. But even if you are going to be taking your Social Security later, you still have to register for Social Security. Isn't that correct, at 65?
Absolutely. There's no moving your eligibility date for Medicare like there is for Social Security. So even if you plan on retiring and taking Social Security later, you do need to think about your enrollment choices for Medicare. Same thing applies if you're going to actively work through, you don't necessarily need all the parts of Medicare. So the important thing is, as you approach 65, stop by the local Social Security office, and if you're still working or you have coverage from an employer, check with the HR department at that firm.
Good advice. Now, one of the things that's very, very confusing to a lot of people, and the terms are even similar, is the difference between Medicare and Medicaid. Could you explain that?
Well, I think the first thing that's important to note is Medicaid is typically managed by individual states. So Medicaid is significantly different from state to state. Eligibility for Medicaid is also based on your income and asset level. So traditional Medicare does not have that. Everyone becomes eligible at 65, whether you're working, whether you're high income, whether you're low income. So Medicaid is designed to help people pay for care if they're in a low income situation.
Our ABCs, and actually probably ABCD, is important to know as far as Medicare. What is, let's go right down the list. What's A, Medicare A?
Medicare Part A is the hospital coverage portion. So when you're an inpatient in the hospital or a skilled nursing facility, that's Part A. Part B, on the other hand, is the doctor, the medical insurance portion that covers doctor bills, whether that's at the clinic, in the hospital. It also includes coverage for x-rays, lab tests, ER. There is preventive services covered under Part B as well.
Now, Part A, there's no premium that people pay for. It comes through our taxes. But Part B, you alluded earlier, that we do pay a premium, and that depends on our income. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Most people do not pay a premium for Part A. They earned it. Part B, there is a premium. It does vary based on the amount that you're making if you're still actively working. That's at the household level. And this year, again, most people are paying the standard $99.90 this year. We have not heard what the 2014 amounts are yet.
And it's a great deal regardless of what that price was for what you're getting. Medicare B does have, as most insurances, deductibles and copays. So that's where Medigap insurance comes in. How does Medigap work?
What Medigap policies do is they cover the amount that traditional Medicare approves but doesn't pay directly. So in the case of Part A, Medigap plans cover the deductible, which this year, again, is over $1,100 per benefit period. For Part B, they cover the 20% that you're typically paying as part of coinsurance that Medicare isn't paying. The key aspect about Medigap, Medicare supplement plans, is to provide financial protection, because neither Part A or Part B has a limit on what you might pay out of your pocket in a given year.
Now, Medigap policies, there are a specific number of them. Is that correct?
Medigap policies are pretty much standardized across the country. So a Plan A covers certain things. So whether that's in Massachusetts or Minnesota or Missouri, it's the same services that are covered. The price can vary, though, from company to company.
And where do you go to find out to compare various Medigap policies?
Well, since Medigap policies are managed typically at the state level, a particular state might have a website that compares those. Typically, when you're comparing other Medicare options, you would do that online at medicare.gov, medicare.gov, or by calling 1-800-MEDICARE. That's where those Medicare Part C and Part D plans are compared, because those are managed by the federal government.
One of the big changes in recent years has been the prescription drug program, Medicare D. How does that work this year?
Very few changes, Steve, on Part D from 2013 to 2014. It still has those three coverage stages. The one thing that is changing, thanks to the Affordable Care Act, is if a member of a Part D plan gets into the coverage gap next year, they'll pay a little less for generic medications than they are this year. So rather than 79% of the cost this year, they'll only be paying 72% of the cost. Brand drugs is not changing. They'll be paying 47.5% of the medication's cost when they go into the coverage gap.
And the coverage gap, which I love how people sometimes refer to it as the donut, makes it sound more palatable, I guess. How is that changing?
Well, it's being readjusted a little bit. Is the trigger points for going into the coverage gap and then coming out of the coverage gap, going at the catastrophic level, are actually being adjusted downwards a little bit. I think it represents a validation of the fact Part D has actually worked very well since it began in 2005.
Yeah, it really is good. You know, you've done a terrific job of giving us a kind of an overview here, but people will have, I'm sure, more and specific questions. Where can they go for good information about Medicare?
Well, I think one of the best places right now during National Medicare Education Week is to go online at nmew.com. That's nmew.com, and really start to get into understanding the ABCs and Ds of Medicare. If your listeners are not online, they can actually call us at 877-228-4557. See if there's an event in their area, or give us a call. We'll actually mail you some of our award-winning Medicare Made Clear materials. That number is 877 630-8721.
That's Chris Abbott speaking with Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. If you want a little more information on some of the topics covered in that segment, just go to Medicare.gov. That's Medicare.gov. Stephen sticks around, and we'll talk a little bit more about Medicare and insurance plans with open enrollment coming up next month on A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living, altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Want to stay informed when there are changes to Social Security? Subscribe to receive automatic email updates on popular Social Security web pages with the click of a button. Just visit www.socialsecurity.gov/govdelivery. More than 1 million people already receive updates to the pages they're most interested in. You can too. Look for the red envelope followed by a link that says Get Email Updates. To learn more, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/govdelivery. Social Security delivers.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver. If you're like me, your dog or cat is part of the family, and they rely on you to take care of them. Like a family doctor, your veterinarian and staff know what's best for that special family member. So visit your vet regularly for checkups, for prevention of disease like heartworm, and for the best advice on everyday issues like flea and tick control. Your veterinarian knows best, so take the time to ask questions. For healthy pets, visit the vet.
A message from the American Animal Hospital Association.
You're age 65 and you've made your decision to keep working and delay receiving your benefits. That's fine, but don't forget about Medicare. Most people should apply for Medicare coverage within 4 months of reaching age 65. And there's a fast, convenient, and simple way to apply for Medicare in as little as 10 minutes. Online at www.socialsecurity.gov/Medicare only. That's socialsecurity.gov/Medicare only.
Welcome back into A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, as we head into our final segment of this hour of our program. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is with us. He is an attorney, an accomplished attorney. In addition to that, he is a college professor and an author. He's written a number of excellent books, among them The Truth About Buying Annuities. If you have ever had questions about annuities, Steve's book answers them. The Truth About Avoiding Scams is a fabulous book as well, too, both published by Prentice Hall. So let's check in now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, and he's going to give us a little info on Medicare and insurance plans. Steve?
Thank you, Kevin. You know, there's been a lot of talk recently about the Affordable Care Act, sometimes referred to as Obamacare. And starting January 1st, most Americans, and I say most, will be required to have health insurance or pay a penalty. And those people who don't have the insurance will be able to get it from a new internet-based marketplace, which starts just October 1st. These are called the insurance exchanges. However, also next month, the enrollment period for Medicare beneficiaries is to buy prescription drug coverage or Medicare Advantage medical policies, which are an alternative to traditional Medicare, will also open up. But here's the key thing. A lot of people have been getting calls, first of all, saying with the Affordable Care Act, if you're on Medicare, you have to get a new Medicare card. And the answer to that is you really do not. As a matter of fact, if anyone is calling you about a new Medicare because of the Affordable Care Act, they're trying to prey on the fact that a lot of us just don't know a lot about the details. They're identity thieves. They are trying to get your Medicare number, which, believe it or not, is your Social Security number. And your Social Security number is the key to identity theft. So start off right there. If you get that call about getting a new Medicare card, don't get it, because it's only from a scammer. You don't need the card. Now, here's the other thing. A lot of people are also getting calls or emails saying that even though you're on Medicare, you need to be part of the new health insurance marketplaces. And the answer, again, is no, you don't. As a matter of fact, selling marketplace coverage to people who have Medicare is illegal. And seniors and other disabled people who may be enrolled in Medicare Part A, which covers hospitalization and some nursing home, is free for most beneficiaries, and you do not, I want to emphasize that again, you do not need to buy a marketplace plan because you are already covered and meeting the insurance requirements. So this is something that is really, really critical. You know, a lot of us aren't quite sure about, you know, how these programs work. The enrollment period for Medicare plans starts October 15th, ends December 7th. And you can shop online at Medicare.gov, that's the place to go, or call Medicare's Insurance Information Line. That's 1-800-633-4227 for drug plans or Medicare Advantage policies. But the key thing to remember is you do not, if you are on Medicare, you do not need to be involved with the new Affordable Care Act. You do not need to get a new insurance policy. So anyone who is trying to sell you one of those is a scammer. So it really ends up not being quite as complicated as you may think. If you do have questions about it, you've got that number again, 800-633-4227.
Thanks, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with us here on A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. Stephen, as I mentioned going in, a prolific author, has some fabulous books. If you have ever had questions about annuities, a lot of people do. Most can't even tell you what they are. The Truth About Buying Annuities is a great book by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, published by Prentice Hall. Plus, another fabulous book, The Truth About Avoiding Scams by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, published by Prentice Hall. He also has an outstanding website. If you are into finding out about scams, check out scamicide.com. Scamicide, just like it sounds, S-C-A-M-I-C-I-D-E, scamicide.com. And that is operated as well by Stephen J.J. Wiseman. My name is Kevin Casey. It's been a pleasure being your guest anchor on A Touch of Gray this week. Michael Harrison will be back with you in this chair next week, along with Carol Marks, the founder of our program, and a regular cast of Touch of Gray anchors, Stephen Wiseman and myself here on A Touch of Gray. This is the talk show for grown-ups.